This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, are we here? Does anybody know? Are we on the air? What's going on there? Hold on. How about that? That work right? There, we got it. Hey, we figured it out. Doggone it. Let me tell you what's going on. Ivan, pull all the way out on the camera tonight. See, what we don't often let you see behind the scenes is I'm just one person sitting at this desk. And in front of me over here is Owen Buckley, who is running our audio. And sometimes he's probably our regular guy on the audio. And, okay, that's funny, Ivan. He's a Jamaican, and he blends in with the black wall. You can't even see him in the shadows. Anyway, and then our video guy is behind the wall that's behind Owen, in a different room altogether. And we are so immensely blessed with our video director, Nick Riccio, who never takes a week off. He seriously has the stability of like a Dodge Ram truck. Like, it doesn't matter. He's going, like, forget the post office. He's like, through rain, shine, snow, sleet, he's always the one that's there first. And he's really good at what he does. So he has a wedding in his family this weekend, and he did something he never does, and he said, guys, can I take the week off? And, of course, we're all like, yeah. But then he's gone, and you're like, holy cow, was that a bad idea? And it's only a reflection of just how gifted he is and what he does. But if you're watching on Biz TV or listening by way of radio, believe it or not, we've mostly covered all the bases tonight. We've mostly done that. And that's a good thing. Now, one of the things I didn't do at the end of last hour is I wanted to just touch base one more time on the balance of nature stuff. You're going to hear me rave about this all the time because it saved my life. These things got me well in 36 hours, just slamming fruits and vegetables into my system. And one of our staffers came in and tried one during the break. He's a little, you know, suspicious of it. But he tried one of the fruits and was like, and Dr. Howard told me that they have to hide the fruits, the fruit tablets in the Howard household, because all the grandkids, now he's got 5 kids and 25 grandkids, and they all live relatively nearby. So when they're around, the kids are just like, hey, where's the fruit? You know, they're just always like popping them. It's like sweet tarts or something. They're just chewing on them all the time. I had to hide them. But here's what I wanted to do. I've got in this little dish, this little tiny dish right here, I've got 3 of the fruit tablets and 3 of the veggie tablets. And the green ones are the veggies, and the red ones are the fruits. And that right there, you're looking at the equivalent of 10 servings of fruits and vegetables in just those 6 little tablets right there. Now watch this. I'm going to get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. Watch this. One swallow. And that's why I haven't gotten sick anymore since I was, like, on death's bed. Anyway, I'm pumped about them. And they want to give you 2 free months' worth when you call and get details at 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. They have become a major underwriting sponsor of Radio Night Live, and they help us do everything that we're doing, but they also help us stay healthy. That's the best part of all. They're not only helping us make sure we get the show to you, but they're helping me stay healthy. 800-246-8751, promo code KMC. When you call, you can get 2 free months. Details on how to get those, 800-246-8751, promo code KMC. All right. I am excited to have my next guest because she not only doesn't come anywhere close enough to eating fruits and vegetables to the degree that she needs to, not by a long shot. No, Kayleigh McEnany is a Harvard-educated attorney. She's a CNN contributor. She is a very talented writer. And where she and I probably jive the most, she is my fast food soulmate. We both believe that Taco Bell deserves a Hall of Fame status in the and Owen, if his wife was listening, would not like to know that he is nodding his head in agreement. But I have to out him. So, yes. So, Kaylee's got a lot of fans around here. And, yes, I don't think she eats probably nearly enough fruits and veggies. But she will have the Taco Bell when asked. And for that, I am just deeply grateful. Thank you, Kayleigh, for coming back to the Kevin McCullough microphone.
I appreciate the sterling introduction. That was very well done.
Well, and just know that, you know, it's there's not that many people I can get in New York to admit that they love Taco Bell. So it's truly, well, recently, you know this because you're social media friends of mine. I recently found a long lost sister I didn't know. When I discovered you liked Taco Bell, I was like, she's my soul food sister, or the fast food sister. It was like we'd been separated at birth or something.
I know. No, there are very few of us here in the city.
Well, let's talk about, first of all, in the city, speaking of that, Monday will be Memorial Day. Kayleigh, I don't think we've ever talked about military service in our own respective families, but from your perspective, what does Memorial Day represent to you, and how do you go about observing it?
Look, you know, these we always try to be mindful of those who are serving, those who have served, and you know, I include in that, by the way, our police officers and our firemen, because I just think anyone who puts their life on the line abroad, and also here at home, you deserve the utmost respect, and you're our heroes. You're what makes this country run. Without you, we don't have an American society that's safe. We don't have American society at all, if not for our men and women overseas. So it's a time where we just thank them for making a sacrifice that has cost people their lives, certainly, their jobs. A lot of times, I just wrote a chapter of my book talking about a serviceman who went overseas, lost his entire company, went into bankruptcy, and had his home foreclosed on. And sometimes we forget that, you know, people lose their lives, but other people, they might not lose their lives, but they lose their livelihood a lot of times.
Well, and that's the thing. And coming in my own family from two grandfathers who were U.S. Navy in World War II, a handful of uncles, probably a dozen, that are mostly Air Force, some Navy, one Army, and then a brother-in-law who now is still in active duty. And even though he is based out of the States, he has already done a couple of tours and will be doing more before he retires. This is a very special day that we try to make a little bit stand apart for our family. I know that a lot of our friends, you know, in suburban America, you know, it's a great day to cook out and to, you know, open the pool and to hang out and have fun. I think there should almost be a reverence to this day that's kind of parallel to our religious holidays, but just in terms of thankfulness to those that paid the ultimate sacrifice so that we could be here.
Yes, and you're right, and especially those who paid that ultimate sacrifice. And it's reminiscent of, you know, the biblical quote, there is no greater love than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friend. And those men and women who have done that have paid the dearest of costs, and it's to them that we owe our own ability to walk freely and celebrate this day.
Yeah. Well, so any big plans for the holiday? Are you going to be at any observances or anything like that?
Won't be at any observances. I'm actually traveling that day, unfortunately. So lots of travel, but I certainly will be mindful. And I hope I get to see some of those veteran flights in the airport. That's always nice to see. I know in DCA, that's Washington, D.C.'s airport, right, over the loudspeaker, they'll always say, oh, we have a flight of veterans in from Wisconsin. And it's always pretty cool to see, you know, these men and women walk off these flights, many of them older, some of them who have served, you know, in World War II even. It's really incredible to see that.
And sometimes I've been in places where they've broken out spontaneously in applause. So, Well, and friend, if you're listening to us and you're saying, hey, that's something we should do more of in our society, then doggone do it. You start the slow hand clap in your airport terminal when you're there the next time, man. I mean, it's not just, you know, Kaylee and I coming up with all these ideas. This is what America should be. And you know what, Kaylee, transitioning a little bit, there was no moment in the recent past where I thought I was more proud of how we were presenting ourselves on the international stage than the president in his speech at NATO this week. And when I come back, I want to ask you directly about it, because the idea that he could have done so well on that international stage to me is something that we deserves some more discussion. And Kaylee, I don't know if we can get this in tonight, but the really faithful caller named Frank would like to know how. What reception has been like at CNN, given all the hassle that you've been given in the last couple of years? He's called a couple of times with that. So we'll, if you're able to answer that, we'll get to that as well. Kevin McCullough in for myself, yeah, on this holiday weekend. How about that? How does that work? I'm telling you, it feels so weird not having Nick at the controls, because it just, then the whole rest of the feng shui is schwid. Coming right back. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Winston Churchill said, "Never let a good crisis go to waste."
But how do you know when a good crisis happens?
With MarketVulture.com. Get real-time alerts and stay informed as we alert you when bad things occur in the market, in the news, and in hotspots around the world. Then we tell you where to look for opportunity. Try Market Vulture now with a 7-day free trial. Don't worry, zero risk, one-click cancel anytime you want. MarketVulture.com.
Seize the opportunity.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass.
with the ProPure water filter? Start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge and the Queensboro Bridge over the East River. If you're a fan of New York bridges, welcome to Saturday night. And if you're listening by way of radio, you just have to imagine those beautiful things appearing across the screen of your radio or maybe of your mind. Whatever floats your boat this evening. We are in the midst of the Ladies Lounge, and Kaylee McEnany, a charter member of the Ladies Lounge, back when it was a weeknight event here in New York, and she has rejoined us. Kaylee, just before the break, I was going to ask you about Donald Trump's success in this trip. I opened the show tonight by talking about why I think it is a revolutionary success on so many levels, but I want to get the CNN contributor Kaylee McEnany's thoughts on that.
You know, you're spot on. And one of the things that was so incredible to me, Kevin, is you sit back and you watch the media coverage and you see Trump in Saudi Arabia and the media breathlessly wants to criticize him, but they can't find a way. Same at the Vatican, same in Israel. There's literally nothing they could criticize him on. He goes to NATO. He advocates for American interests. You know, pay your fair share. Europe, we can't foot your bill. America first, not Europe first.
Kaylee,
and the media goes nuts.
He invoked the term the American taxpayer in his speech at NATO.
Right.
And I went,
right.
Whoa!
And the media went crazy. Who would think that advocating for American interest would so deeply anger the media and some of the left, or all of the left, I should say. I mean, it was incredible what he did, advocating for us. And to see the outrage, I think, was just startling.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't just the left, either. I was watching. I had Fox News on, and Shannon Bream, who's a sweetheart and one of my favorite journalists on TV, was interviewing Nicholas Burns, who had been the NATO ambassador on 9/11, and she brings him in immediately following the president's speech, and he proceeds to say this was a missed opportunity, he wasn't very statesmanlike, etc., etc. That made me so angry, I went right to my website and put up a piece that's gone viral now, but I said, guys, you don't understand what Trump's doing here. When a parent is heartbroken because their teenage kid is acting up, they sit them down and they take the keys away. When a family has an intervention with an addict, they say you can't do that anymore. When a spouse confronts a partner over infidelity or something else, it's uncomfortable. But the point of all of those things is that the actual person that's doing the confronting is actually demonstrating a degree of care for the people that they're confronting. And my take on Trump and NATO is this. He said things that were hard to hear for 23 of the 28 countries. But at the end of the day, he's saying, look, if you keep having poor vetting and people keep coming in and blowing up your societies and you keep turning to us to fix it, we're not really helping you stop this cancer on your own. It's better for us to help you do this and learn how to do it on your own than for us to continue to pay the bill and to continue to enable you to not take responsibility for it. Change your vetting, pay your dues, and improve your own capacity. The world's going to be a better place, Kaylee, because he's saying, come on, guys, let's grow up. Let's do this together the way we're supposed to.
That's exactly right. And look, it was galling to watch German Chancellor Angela Merkel stand up there and lecture America, essentially, about building walls when she has had to admit in her own country that letting in thousands and thousands and thousands of refugees has, in fact, been counterproductive. You know, we've seen German officials say there are terrorists in our country who have come in through the refugee program. She's admitted that this is a mistake, and yet she's demonizing the United States for taking the appropriate protections to ensure that this doesn't happen to us, that we don't become the next Germany, that, you know, one of our cities doesn't become the next Brussels or the next Manchester. And to see the gall of these European leaders, they're just so blind.
That's Kaylee McEnany, and we are so glad to have her with us here at the Kevin McCullough microphone. Always glad that she can spend some time with us, even when she's in her car. And rumor has not confirmed whether or not she has Taco Bell on the premises where she's going now
or in the car at the present moment. We might have to get down to that bottom line discovery here momentarily. Let's switch gears, Kaylee, because this week there was a big election in Montana, and this was the day after the election. I wake up and I go, you got to be kidding me. And I roll over to my lovely bride and I said, did you see the story from Montana? She goes, I just read the whole thing. For those that are a little bit fuzzy on it, it's a seat that was opened up because of the cabinet appointments of President Trump. So they had an open seat, emergency election. They needed to fill the seat in Congress. And the Republican this week, like 48 hours out from the election, has one of these snot-nosed reporters waving things in his face at one of his fundraisers. And he did what I've wanted to do to journalists for the longest time. He just took him down, and he lost his cool. He way overreacted, but he was charged. It's a minor assault charge that he's up for. But Kaylee, they went on and held the election. They said 93% of the Montanan voters were aware of the incident, and they voted him in anyway. Now, it may have cost him like 7 to 9 points, so it really would have been a runaway, but they still elected him. How badly off are the Democrats right now if you've got a Republican that endures that kind of embarrassment 48 hours out from an election and still pulls off the victory? What's your thought?
Well, look, you know, 70% of the electorate had already cast their ballots, so, you know, there really was a much smaller portion voting on that day. You're right that it's still surprising, and the Democrats are in trouble because they've been touting seat after seat, this is the one we're going to win, this is the one we're going to win. It hasn't happened.
And aren't they 0-2 since the election?
Yes, they are. And now they're looking to Georgia, and if a Republican pulls off a victory there, it will be certainly an ominous sign for Democrats. But one thing I want to say quickly, and this is just coming from a place of being a taking off my partisan hat for a moment. You know, we're so entrenched in our partisan corners, and it's easy to remain in those. But I do think, and this goes for Democrats too, they're certainly not on a higher plane on this front. I think sometimes when things happen, like Anthony Weiner's horrific sexual transgressions, or, you know, this guy, Gianforte, who's the guy out in Montana, who physically assaulted a reporter, allegedly, but there are multiple eyewitnesses, sometimes I just wish we could all step back and just say, look, not okay, not okay, not okay. There are certain lines, right. And, you know, I, as a Republican and as a Christian, I was a little frustrated on this one that I didn't hear more sitting Republicans speak out.
Well, I was very frustrated that he lost his cool and that it happened to him, because the Republicans are going to be pegged as the party of values, and when they don't live up to that, the greatest criticism that the progressives can give against Republicans is that you're not consistent. The progressives don't ever argue morality. They argue consistency or inconsistency, and to them, that is the greatest virtue. This gave the Republicans a huge black eye going into that election. And I think that this particular person needs to show genuine repentance and demonstrate, you know, a sincere, you know, heartfelt desire that that never happens again. But I was just shocked that that what you had there was someone who just exposed how weak the Democrats actually are. They cannot beat a guy that literally beat a press pool guy 48 hours out from the election. It's just really astounding that that evidently there's something to this Make America Great Again that is stronger than anybody in the press and anybody in the Democratic Party is willing to admit. That's my take on it. Anyway, Kaylee McEnany, a little bit more with you when we continue. It's Kevin McCullough. It's the Ladies Lounge. It's Saturday night. We're so glad to have you with us live from New York. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, live from New York. Glad you're with us, and we've got a lot more to get to yet. It is Memorial Day weekend. We're grateful to have you with us. Grateful to have Kaylee McEnany in the ladies' lounge as well. And, Kaylee, because you spend a lot of your time here in New York and, you know, dating a Mets player and all that other stuff, there's this, I'm sure you're familiar with the story, the mayor of our city, he thinks he's the president, has taken to loving on some commies lately. He's fallen in love with this idea of having Linda Sarsour lead the commencement at the City University of New York's commencement speech. And now they're going to honor at the front of the Puerto Rican Day Parade
a terrorist by the name of Oscar Lopez Rivera. He was convicted of leading the terror group FALN years ago. They blew people up, just what happened in Manchester. And, you know, de Blasio came out this week and he said, well, he renounced violence. Okay, then what are you honoring him for? If he's ashamed of what he did, then he shouldn't be marching at the front of the parade. He just got out of jail like two weeks ago. If he thinks that was bad, you don't want to be. And so I don't think that the mayor's even telling the truth. But Kelly, it doesn't make any sense that we're honoring this guy as a freedom fighter of some sort when he was blowing up innocent Americans by the dozens, including NYPD. And I think it's really smart that a lot of people have dropped out. But your take on that?
Amazing double standard. You know, we see with this Montana senator, people trying to blame Trump for this, saying, you know, Trump's rhetoric on the campaign trail caused violence. But then I went and looked, and Trump has denounced violence, I think, the upwards of a dozen times in 1 year. But yeah, when Trump denounces violence over a year, you know, we can't believe him. But this convicted terrorist denounces violence and he gets to lead a parade. It really is a big load of hypocrisy.
So wild. Okay, last topic, Kayleen, thanks again for your time. The Fourth Circuit has decided, like the other circuits have, that Trump's immigration ban is no good. Kaput. They're going to do away with it. Trump is probably going to take that to the Supreme Court. As an attorney, good move. Is he on the right path? Will he win at the nation's top level?
I think he will. Look, he has a much better chance at the Supreme Court than with any of these liberal district court judges who are very partisan, and certainly the Fourth Circuit, which has a reputation of becoming increasingly liberal. He's on strong footing, and we also have to step back and remember that what the reason his travel ban isn't in place now is because it's been temporarily restrained while judges have more time to consider the merits of the case. So this has no ruling we've seen has said this is unconstitutional or this is illegal what he did. This is just ruling on a temporary pause to what he's put forward. There's a distinction there, but I think he will win. He's on strong footing. We know the president has very wide, vast power over national security, securing our borders in the field of immigration. He's been delegated this power by Congress even to do what he did. So he should win, but it's definitely frustrating to see liberal justices throw the Constitution out the window.
Yeah. Well, and the ruling of the Fourth Circuit was disturbing because the judges said that the language of the ban dripped with religious discrimination, all this other stuff. And I'm going, wait a minute. If you don't see it in the text of the actual order, how can you read that into it? You're going back to his words on the campaign trail. You're bringing things in that are not materially relevant to what you've been asked to judge on. Am I wrong? I'm not a lawyer, Kayleen.
You're spot on, and Alan Dershowitz, emeritus Harvard Law professor, would agree with everything you just said. It's incredible because the order doesn't affect, I think it's something like 99% of the Muslim world or 90% of the Muslim world, and yet it's being called a Muslim ban. It makes no sense. And if you go read the order, the six countries, I think it is, that it affects, they lay out the rationale point by point. They say in this country there's not a U.S. embassy. They don't have record keeping. There's no way for us to vet. These people don't have criminal justice systems. They lay out the rationale for why these countries, and they exclude many, many other Muslim majority nations from this temporary travel pause, and yet it's called a Muslim ban. It's one of the most, I think, dishonest things that we've seen come out of the left throughout this young Trump presidency.
All right. Well, I thought I was feeling that was probably your thought on it, but we hadn't discussed it, and was glad to be able to do that. Her name is Kayleen McEnany. You can see her on CNN. And Kayleen, you've not mentioned this to me off the air, but you've got a book upcoming. When does it hit the streets, and how soon will it be in our grubby little hands?
That's right. It should come out in January. I'm publishing with Simon & Schuster. Very excited about it. And it's a very emotional book. Been traveling the country and meeting with Americans who have experienced some incredible loss and crying with them and holding their hand as they tell me about their kids that they've lost or their jobs or their livelihoods. It's going to be a great book and I think very eye-opening to those who like to demonize the Trump voter.
And the title?
Well, right now we're going with the New American Revolution, but we will see if that changes.
All right. Fair enough. Well, Kayleen McEnany, thank you, and thanks again, as always. Go have a gordita on me tonight. Our taco siblingry continues. Coming right back from New York.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Gavin McCullough live from New York. It's been kind of a busy night. Real quickly, let's try to squeeze a call in here. Let's talk to Walt in Pennsylvania. Hello, Walt. Line one is Walt there from Allentown. Evidently, our phone screeners talking to Walt. Walt, are you there? No? Okay. Bye-bye, Walt. Sorry. In New York, we call that getting good two load. You'd have to listen to AM 970 The Answer to understand why. Let's see. Okay. What else we got? Well, okay. So earlier this week, look, Memorial Day is around the corner and it's a big deal. You heard me talk with Kaylee in the last interview with her. This is one of the most important days that we celebrate. Because it's the only holiday that we have that we really say thank you to those who paid the ultimate price. And while I don't hold it with the same importance eternally as a faith holiday like Christmas or Resurrection Sunday, etc., I do think we need to be much more reverent about what Memorial Day is than what I think most people think of it as. You know, it's hey, can I get that one last trip down the shore, go out to the Hamptons a little early before before the regular season? It is kind of the gateway to summer. A lot of people look at it as a great time to start their vacation, et cetera, et cetera. It's another day off. There's a group called Dog Tag Brewing that started a foundation. And Seth Jordan is the head of this foundation. He himself was working in Lower Manhattan, just blocks from our studios, when he heard the planes hit the towers on 9/11. And he went and joined Officer Candidate School the next week. He became a Marine, flew Marine pilot missions in, I think he did nine tours, I think he said. And when he got out of the military, wanted to continue to impress and help people understand, impress upon and help people understand the valor of what our veterans and those that serve, especially in times of great conflict, really do produce for us. And so he came and he was able to spend a little bit of time with me. And we don't have time tonight to bring to you the entire conversation. But I want to tell you a little bit about what Dog Tag Brewing does. They actually have co-opted with a beer producer. Now, some of you are going to automatically like, oh, I can't believe Kev's talking about beer. I'm not advocating drinking, but this is the story behind it. In the military, there is a drinking culture. And when people get together at reunions and following, they oftentimes will raise a toast to their fallen comrades. And this is a tradition that's present in all wings of the active military. Dog Tag Brewing takes the dog tags of people that actually did serve and lost their life, and they've attached it to the back of these specially made cans of beverages from that Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer actually produced, but they sell them in six packs. And what they ask you to do is that when you have it, is that you do a toast to the person's name that is on there. These are all Gold Star family victims. These are all people that died in duty. But the Dog Tag Brewing has contacted and is honoring the families that are there by remembering their lost loved one. And it's just a really very cool concept. So Jordan and I sat down and we talked about why he had gone down this path to try to help Gold Star families remember their lost loved ones. And as he was about to finish up with me, he asked me one more request just for this Memorial Day, and went like this.
Okay. It's very simple and it's an easy lift. We're making a message this weekend. Memorial Day is obviously coming up, and a lot of people will, you know, what are we going to do with this Memorial Day? We've seen other things in the past on social media, you know, get down, do push-ups, and dump cold water on people. And I think that's fantastic. It gets the word out. However, we want to create something that will last beyond the weekend and be something as a subtle reminder for 365 days a year. We have a family that I'm driving to Boston tonight to have a dinner with, a gentleman named Captain Kyle Van de Giesen. I had served with him, and unfortunately I was there the day he was killed in Afghanistan in 2009. He had a pet peeve. It was tattered flags. You know, when someone has a tattered flag, maybe it's been up a little too long. He used to go up and kind of replace that and buy one and replace it. What we're asking Americans, take a look at your flag. If it needs a new one, go out and get one. Take your children, get excited, teach them about why you're doing it. And then if you don't have one, I mean, a lot of Americans, even though they're patriotic, even myself, I mean, I did three tours and it's like, oh yeah, I don't even have a flag on my property. Sometimes you just need that reminder. We're asking folks to go out and get a flag. And then we're going to use that, report back to our social media channels, show us a picture, and then we can measure the delta of how many new American flags we introduced and tie it directly to our cause. And I think that would be something special, and hopefully your listeners will respond to that challenge, and it will resonate with them. And, Kevin, again, thank you for the opportunity today.
Absolutely.
That was a little plug for myself, but I think, you know, that's good work. And
no, I think, yeah. So so that was the end of my conversation with Seth Jordan when he came in studio. Again, the Dog Tag Brewing Foundation, they give all the proceeds of everything they do. And if you're not into beer, they have hoodies and T-shirts and other things. But the profits of all the proceeds of all the profits go directly to the Gold Star Family initiatives that they are supporting across the country. And I was moved by the reminder. I've had the same kind of tattered American flag flying outside my house for the last three or four summers. So today, on Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, I took young man James and young man Jonathan, and we went to the hardware store, and we picked out a brand new American flag, and we went back, and we got the drill, and we put the new placeholder on it because it wouldn't work with the old one, and we drilled that puppy in, and it is flying proud over the driveway and the front porch of the McCullough household now. And I think it's a good thing. We'll take our picture and we'll send it to them via social media tomorrow. And I would encourage you to do the same thing. It's just going to be a meaningful thing to families that are hurting to say you're not forgotten. What your family member did was incredible. And we all sit under the gift of that liberty tonight. They deserve our thanks, our gratitude. It's not the same reverence that you have for God, but it is certainly deep, deep reverence and almost a sacred honor that you pass on if you observe what you should on Memorial Day weekend. So I'm hoping that your Memorial Day will actually do exactly that. I hope that it will be exactly what it should be. And That's my thoughts on that. Final thoughts coming back. We'll take your calls as well. 888-340-3373.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Beautiful night from New York. Glad you're with us all across the country. If you missed any of tonight's show and you're watching on the Biz TV network, they're gonna repop it right at 11 o'clock. If you'd like to watch it on demand, you can go to my Facebook page where we've had it streamed for both hours on Facebook Live tonight. And you can also join the Ustream link on my website, TheBingeThinker.com, and go watch any of them in beautiful HD recall. And then I've got two new pieces on the BingeThinker.com that are editorial that I'd like you to take a look at. One is deals with Trump's tough love for the world around him. And the other one is one that I wrote in the immediate aftermath of the Manchester bombing that simply observes a trend that is happening. And that is that stupidity precedes terrible evil. And let me just give you an example of what I'm talking about. In Manchester, there wasn't any security at the arena. They didn't have any metal detectors. They didn't have any checkpoints. There wasn't any of this stuff to prevent getting in. This guy, an ISIS-trained dude, Libya, had been on the battlefield training, learned how they think he probably made his own bomb, used nails for shrapnel. That would have gone off in a metal detector. He wouldn't have been able to get in through the outdoors. Well, Kevin wasn't in the arena. That's okay. He got near the merchandise area, and that was bad enough. Here's a similar problem. The city of San Francisco a few weeks ago declared, of course, it's going to be a sanctuary city come hell or high water. They're not going to stop being a sanctuary city. But in addition to that, they also declared that they will no longer participate in the Joint Terrorism Task Force, which is a cooperation between local city police officers and the federal authorities that fight terrorism. So they're not going to tell the feds when they have potential terrorists in their city doing things that they shouldn't be doing. Now, by any stretch of the imagination, you have a city that doesn't know who's coming in, won't observe who's coming in, won't report who's coming in, and even when they're acting in friendly ways towards terrorism techniques, they're not going to tell the terrorism authorities about it. Friends, stupidity precedes great evil. Stupidity that looks the other way, ignores the signs. There were 5 hours of alerts on Manchester that said hashtag Manchester Arena. All the jihadi Twitter feeds were yelling it. And nothing was done 5 hours out. It's a poignant day that we live in. But my point here is arm yourself with information. Go read my piece and pass it on to your friends. We've got that listed up at the website as well, TheBingeThinker.com. Kevin McCullough is my name. You can get my podcast. I'm on every day, Monday through Friday, a few hours a day. And it's totally free to listen. You can join me on SoundCloud.com/KMC Radio. You can find me easy enough there. And I want to say a big thanks to Mike Lindell and MyPillow, because coming up for Father's Day, you can give him the best sleep of his life as the best gift you can ever give him. 50% off when you order the 4-pack. Free shipping when you order tonight. 800-506-2641 and use that promo code KMC. You get 2 premium, 2 go anywheres, 50% off, and free shipping. 800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. And that's going to do it for us tonight from New York. Next week, a very special true story. Seth and Bethany Mandel and the story of their baby that was born in a garage.
Breaking news. Can you keep up with it?
Does it affect you financially?
Yes, you can keep up if you have MarketVulture.com. MarketVulture levels the playing field by providing the same type of service that hedge funds, Wall Street traders, security firms, and government agencies use, but not for thousands of dollars. Try MarketVulture now with a 7-day free trial. Don't worry, zero risk, one-click cancel anytime you want. MarketVulture.com.
Seize the opportunity.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000.
I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.